今日正道嘅题目系一个聪明人。
Today's sermon topic is a wise man。
请大家翻开圣经。
Let us open our Bibles。
我哋将今朝早上正道嘅经文再一次同声同心去诵读出嚟。
And let us read out this morning's sermon scripture together。
新约圣经马太福音七章二十四到二十七节。
In Matthew chapter 7 verses 24 to 27。
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人，把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house.And it fell with a great crash.
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
感谢天父系慈悲怜悯嘅圣天父。
We give thanks that you are holy, merciful, and compassionate, Heavenly Father.
系嗰位愿意爱我哋一生嘅神。
And you are a God who is willing to love us for all of our life.
愿意扶持牧养我哋一生嘅神。
And you are willing to help us and shepherd us for all of our lives.
你常常用你的话语来提醒我们。
You constantly use your word to remind us.
因为人活着不是单靠食物。
Because man does not live on bread alone.
乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
天父啊，当我们聆听你的说话的时候。
Heavenly Father, when we hear your word.
愿主耶稣基督圣洁的宝血首先洁净我们。
May the precious blood of the Lord Jesus first cleanse us.
让我们的心成为一个好的地土。
And may our heart be good soil.
能够承载神你自己的话。
To receive God your own word.
愿真理的圣灵引导我们进入真理当中。
And may the spirit of truth lead us to enter into your truth.
好叫我们的生命能够更新而变化。
So that our lives can be renewed and changed.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, may you help us.
我们将这段时间交托给主。
And we lift this time into your hands.
在主面前同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition, and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹，当我们每一次打开神的说话的时候呢
？Brothers and sisters, each time when we open God's word,
我们必须首先为到自己感恩。
We must first give thanks on behalf of ourselves.
因为当神愿意向我们讲说话的时候
，Because when God is willing to speak to us,
代表着一件事实
，It demonstrates a truth.
我们是一群神所爱的
，That we are a people who God loves.
因为我们是神所爱的
，And because we are people who God loves,
所以神愿意向我们一而再、再而三讲说话。
Speaks to us time and time again.
就好似当大家睇马太福音五六七章嘅时候咧
，Just as when we read Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7,
嗰段经文描述到主耶稣基督去到山上。
This scripture talks about Jesus when he ascended a mountain.
跟住好多主所爱嘅人嚟到主嘅跟前。
And there were many people who God loved who came before the Lord.
喺个时候主就做一件事情。
And during this time, the Lord did something.
主讲说话。
The Lord spoke.
因为主知道佢所爱。爱的人需要什么
Because he knew what the people who he loved needed.
弟兄姊妹，人活在这个世界上。
Brothers and sisters, man live on this earth.
他究竟有什么生命的质素？
What quality of life they have?
有什么生活？
And what kind of life they lead?
有什么人生？
What kind of daily life they have?
跟神的话息息相关。
It is directly related to God's word.
所以当主看见他所爱的人的时候
So when the Lord saw people who he loved,
他最最重要所做的一件事情
the most important thing that he did,
就是开始向我们讲说话
was to begin talking to them.
因为神的话就是灵，就是生命
because the word of God is breath and is life,
能够建立人的生命
and it can build up our lives,
以致有一个丰盛的人生
so that we can have an abundant life,
一个福杯满溢的人生
A life where our cup overflows.
一个一生一世必有因为慈爱随着佢嘅人生。
So that through all the days of our lives, we can have grace and mercy.
所以主喺嗰时候就讲说话。
So at that time, the Lord Jesus spoke.
连续三章嘅经文。
And these three chapters.
当中包括生命。
In among them, it included life.
包括生活。
It included daily living.
包括人生。
And included man's life.
因为主爱佢哋。
Because the Lord loved them.
愿佢哋有一个丰盛嘅人生。
And he wanted them to have an abundant life.
主同样爱我哋。
And in the same way, the Lord loves us.
弟兄姊妹，今日我哋活喺一个弯曲背谬嘅世代当中。
Brothers and sisters, we live in a crooked and depraved generation.
好多扭曲嘅道理。
There are many twisted truths.
好多败坏嘅学说。
And there are many corrupt teachings.
充斥喺呢个世界。
That fill this world.
以致如果我哋真系属灵嘅心眼睇呢个世界。
So that if we look at the world with our spiritual eyes.
好多人嘅一生。
We can see that the entire life of many people.
就系活喺黑暗。痛苦、罪恶同埋绝望当中
，They live in darkness, hopelessness, pain and suffering.
一个好悲哀嘅人生
，A very woeful life.
一个哀哭切齿嘅人生
，A life of weeping and gnashing of teeth.
但系弟兄姊妹，我哋系主所深爱嘅。
But brothers and sisters, we are people who the Lord deeply loves.
所以主向我哋讲说话。
So the Lord speaks to us.
今日正道经文却系一个非常非常宝贵嘅提醒。
And the sermon scripture today is a very precious reminder.
因为佢系主耶稣基督喺五六七章所讲完嘅生命之道之后咧。
It is because it is after in chapter 5, 6, and 7 when the Lord preached about life.
带出嚟一个嘅结论。
It is the summary.
呢个结论唔单止提醒当时嘅一群人。
And this summary not only reminds the people who were there on that day.
亦都提醒历世历代每一个天国嘅子民。
But it is also a reminder for all the generations to come after.
每一个神所爱嘅人。
That each person who God loves.
你同我有咩嘅人生？
What kind of life that you and I lead?
同我哋用咩嘅态度去面对神嘅说话
？And with what attitude we have when we face God's word?
点样去回应神嘅说话
？How we respond to God's word?
点样去实践神嘅说话
？And how we put into practice God's word?
息息相关。
It is directly related.
弟兄姊妹，当我细心思想呢几节经文嘅时候咧
，Brothers and sisters, when I reflect on these verses,
有一样嘢系我发现到嘅。
There is something that I notice.
我发觉当主耶稣基督最后讲呢段经文嘅时候
，I noticed that when the Lord Jesus said this passage，
其实主嘅心中系忧伤同埋难过。
The heart of the Lord was saddened。
点解我咁样讲咧
？Why do I say this？
因为主爱佢一班属佢嘅人。
Because the Lord loves people who belong to Him。
主向佢哋讲生命之道。
And the Lord was preaching the word of life。
让佢哋有丰盛嘅人生。
How to have an abundant life？
一个平安、喜乐、感恩、盼望嘅人生。
A life that is filled with peace, hope, and joy。
但系最后嘅结果非常非常之可惜。
But in the end, that it was very woeful.
嚟到主嘅面前嘅人有成千上万嘅人。
The number of people who came before the Lord were thousands upon thousands.
佢哋都听到神嘅话。
And they all heard the word of the Lord.
好可惜一件事情。
But woefully.
因着人唔同嘅态度嘅时候。
Because man have different attitudes.
就有唔同嘅结果。
They would have different outcomes.
呢种情况唔单止出现喺当日。在主面前的一群人
And this situation did not only occur in the people who were there on that day
亦都在整个教会历史当中直到如今
But in the entire history of the church to this very day
一直到主耶稣基督荣耀再来的时候
Until the day when the Lord returns in glory
这种的情况继续的出现
This situation will continue to happen
所以当我思想这段经文的时候
So when I reflect on this passage
我感受到主的心中的忧伤和难过
I can feel the saddened heart of the Lord
但愿我们不是这样
I hope that we are not like this
我们是主耶稣基督口中的一个人
That we are a kind of person from the mouth of God
这个人是什么人呢
And what kind of person is this
就是今早早上正道的主题
And that is the topic of today's sermon
一个聪明人
A wise man
弟兄姊妹在今天的正道经文当中
Brothers and sisters in this morning's sermon scripture
主耶稣基督最后一个结论
The Lord Jesus summarized this
在一群天国的子民当中
That among the people of the heavenly kingdom
在一群神所深爱的人当中
That among people who God deeply loves
在一群都听到神说话的人当中
And in a group of people who have all heard the word of God
有三种人同时的存在
There are three types of people.
第一種人是聰明人。
The first is a wise man.
第二種人是無知人。
The second is a foolish man.
第三種人記載了在以弗所書五章十七節所講的。
The third type is recorded in Ephesians chapter 5 verse 17.
叫做糊塗人。
That is a senseless man.
弟兄姊妹，這樣就給我們非常非常寶貴的提醒。
So brothers and sisters, this gives us a very precious reminder.
我們都是天國的子民。
We are all people who are of the kingdom of God.
我们都是基督圣徒。
And we are all Christian saints.
我们都是属神的人。
And we are all people who belong to God.
但是当中竟然出现三种人。
But among us, there are three types of people.
聪明人。
The wise people.
无知人。
Foolish people.
糊涂人。
And the senseless people.
究竟你和我是哪种呢?
Brothers and sisters, which one are you and I?
弟兄姊妹，不错的。
This is something that you cannot do wrong.
因为如果你做错了其中两种人的话呢?
Because if you are one of the other two types,
带来那个后果非常之严重。
Then it brings about a very severe outcome.
因为三种人就带来三种完全不一样的人生。
Because these three types of people will bring about three different types of life.
所以在加拉太书的六章七到八节呢。
So in Galatians chapter 6 verses 7 to 8.
使徒保罗非常宝贵的提醒。
The apostle Paul gave us a very precious reminder.
不要自欺。
Do not be deceived.
神是轻慢不得的。
God cannot be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
A man reaps what he sows.
顺着情欲撒种的。
The one who sows to please his sinful nature.
必从情欲收败坏。
From that nature will reap destruction.
顺着圣灵撒种的。
The one who sows to please the Spirit.
必从圣灵收永生。
From the Spirit will reap eternal life.
意思是什么呢?
What does this mean?
如果我们有一个正确的态度去面对神的话的时候呢?
That is, if we have a correct attitude towards God's word,
我们会成为一个聪明人。
Then we will become a wise person.
有一个丰盛的人生。
That we will have an abundant life.
但万一我们成为无知人和糊涂人的时候呢?
But if we are a foolish person or a senseless person,
我们的人生却成为一个虚浮的人生。
Then our life will become superficial.
甚至乎一个败坏的人生。
Or a corrupt life.
最后一个苦杯满溢的人生。
And in the end, it will be like a cup that is filled with bitterness.
所以今天在正道里面呢，我会来思想。
So in this morning sermon, we will put our thoughts into this.
三种人。
Three types of people.
怎样产生这三种人?
And how are these three types of people brought about?
第二，三种的人生。
And the second is three types of life.
个后果如何?
And the outcome from these lives.
就给我们非常宝贵的提醒。
And it gives us a very precious reminder.
但愿以勒家每一位的弟兄姊妹。
I hope that all the brothers and sisters of Jairo Fellowship.
或者将来能够蒙恩归主的慕道的朋友。
Or those who are not yet believers of Christ.
在我们一生的岁月当中。
That in all the days of our lives.
我们成为一个的聪明人。
That we can be a wise person.
先同大家思想三种人。
First, let us put our thoughts into the three types of people.
究竟什么是一个聪明人?
What is a wise person?
如果你从主耶稣基督的讲论当中就很清楚了。
If you look at what the Lord Jesus said, it is very clear.
一个聪明人是他听了神的话。
A wise person is one who hears the word of God.
他不单止知道。
And not only does he know,
他同时能够明白。
But he also understands it.
他不单止明白。
And not only does he understand it,
他能够掌握。
But he can grasp it.
他不单止能够掌握。
Not only does he grasp it,
并且能够实践神的话在他人生当中。
But he can put it into practice in his daily life.
这个就是一个聪明人。
And this is a wise person.
弟兄姊妹，你同我系咪一个聪明人呢
？Brothers and sisters, are you and I a wise person?
当我哋听到神嘅话嘅时候
，When we hear God's word,
我哋系咪真系明白咧
？Do we truly understand it?
我哋系咪真系得着咧
？Do we truly attain it?
我哋系咪真系拥有咧
？And do we truly grasp it?
我哋系咪能够真系谨守遵行
？Are we able to hold tightly on it and follow it?
实践喺我每日嘅生活当中
，To put it into practice in our daily lives.
实践喺我嘅侍奉当中。
And to put it into practice in our service.
凡我所行的,
so that in everything we do,
都是按照神的说话去行。
We do it in accordance to God's word.
但弟兄姊妹，在这里我们知道一个聪明人的定义了。
And here we understand the meaning of a wise person.
但系呢个聪明人点样产生
？But how is this wise person brought about？
系咪因为佢思想好聪明咧
？Is it because they have wise thoughts？
亦或佢好有智慧咧
？Or they have wisdom？
所以佢成为一个聪明人咧
？So that they become a wise person？
弟兄姊妹唔系咁样。
Brothers and sisters, it is not so。
弟兄姊妹，如果留意喺马太福音嘅第十三章
，If you take notice in Matthew chapter 13，
喺嗰度主耶稣讲咗一个撒种嘅比喻。
Here the Lord Jesus spoke the parable of sowing seeds。
乜嘢人能够听咗神嘅道之后咧
？What kind of person after hearing God's word
能够藏喺心里
？Can hide it in their hearts，
并且能够实践
，and can put it into practice
喺生活当中结出果子
，so that they can bear fruit in their daily lives。
有30倍，有60倍，有100倍。
To 30 times, 60 times, or 100 times.
这个人有什么特别的地方?
What is special about this type of person?
特别的地方就是他的内心世界。
What is special about them is their heart.
弟兄姊妹, 人的一生的果效从心发出。
Brothers and sisters, the heart is the wellspring of life.
你的内心如何的时候,
The situation of your heart,
你对神的话的态度就如何,
will bring about the attitude that you have towards God's word.
你对神的话的领受就如何,
It will also affect how you grasp God's word.
你对神的话语的实践就如何?
And therefore it will affect how you can put into practice God's word.
一个聪明人的内心世界是什么心呢?
What kind of heart does a wise person have?
弟兄姊妹，那是一份单纯爱主的心。
It is a heart that is pure and loves the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，当一个属神的人蒙恩归主了。
Brothers and sisters, when a person is converted to Christ,
他不单止成为一个属神的人。
Not only are they a person who belongs to God,
他更加能够透过圣经
But they can also, through the Bible,
正確的認識耶穌基督在十字架上所成就的救恩
correctly know the salvation that the Lord Jesus prepared on the cross,
真正認識耶穌基督在十字架上所彰顯那份犧牲救贖的大愛
and to truly understand the great sacrificial love that the Lord Jesus demonstrated on the cross.
如果他真的有一個認識，真的有一個掌握的時候呢
If they truly have this understanding,
聖靈會感動他，會激勵他
then the Holy Spirit will move them and compel them.
將耶穌基督牺牲救赎的大爱完完全全浇灌在他的内心世界里面
That the great sacrificial love of Christ is fully poured out in their hearts
他会产生一份爱主的心
And they will have a heart that loves the Lord
一份纯一清洁爱主的心
A sincere, pure and clean heart of loving the Lord
因为这份爱主的心的缘故
And because of this heart of loving the Lord
他的心就成为一个好的地图
Then the heart will become like good soil
当他听到神的说话的时候
And when they hear God's word
当他看到神的说话的时候
And when they see God's word
神的话就在他内心世界里面结实
Then God's word will become solidified in their heart
并且开花结果
So that it can bear fruit
实践在他生活当中
And be put into practice in their lives
实践在他人生当中
And put into practice in their daily living.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个聪明人的定义就出咗嚟啦。
So brothers and sisters, the definition of a wise man is here.
是一个被主爱激励的人。
It is a person who is compelled by God's love.
他心里面有一份纯一清洁爱主的心。
And in their heart, they have a sincere, pure heart of loving the Lord.
以致当他聆听到主的说话的时候
，So that when they hear God's word.
主的话语就在他的生命当中作工。
God's word will work in their heart.
他能够有生命的力量实践出来。
So that they can have strength of life to put it into practice.
这个就是主耶稣基督眼中的聪明人。
And this is a wise man in the eyes of the Lord Jesus.
第二种人是无知的人。
And the second type of person is a foolish person.
无知的人是什么人呢?
What kind of person is a foolish person?
无知的人同样是一个属神的人。
A foolish person is also one who belongs to the Lord.
同样是一个基督圣徒
And they are also a Christian saint
他同样被基督耶稣十字架牺牲救赎的大爱去激励
And they too were compelled by the love of the Lord Jesus
他有一个爱主的心
They have a heart of loving the Lord
不过很可惜
But woefully
他的心是一个分裂的心
They have a heart that is torn
有一半是爱主的心
That part of their heart loves the Lord
但是另一半是爱世界的心
But the second part loves the world.
哦，弟兄姊妹，問題就出嚟啦。
So brothers and sisters, this is the problem.
當如果人嘅內心世界係一個分裂嘅心
，that if their hearts are torn，
我又愛主，我又愛世界。
They love the Lord, but they also love the world.
佢會帶嚟一個後果。
It will bring about a result.
就係當佢聽到神嘅話嘅時候咧。
And that is when they hear God's word.
佢明唔明白神嘅話咧
？Whether or not they understand God's word.
佢能夠明白。
They understand it.
佢能唔能夠掌握咧
？Can they grasp it?
佢能夠掌握。
They can grasp it.
佢能唔能夠實踐咧？
Can they put it into practice?
佢唔能夠實踐。
They cannot put it into practice.
因為佢個內心世界唔係一個好嘅地圖。
Because their inner being is not like good soil.
佢個內心世界成為一個石頭嘅地圖。
Then their heart is hard like rock.
成為一個充滿荊棘嘅地圖。
It is like soil that is filled with thorns.
所以雖然佢能夠掌握真理。
So although they can grasp God's truth.
但係卻俾好多荊棘纏累住。
But it is obstructed by many thorns.
又或者遇到一啲衝擊嘅時候咧
，or perhaps when they face difficulties，
佢就無能為力
，they do not have strength，
佢就唔能夠結出生命嘅果子
，and they cannot bear the fruit of life。
所以一個無知嘅人其實好可憐。
So therefore, a foolish person is very woeful.
佢認識神嘅道。
They understand God's word.
佢掌握神嘅道。
And they grasp God's word.
佢有一半愛主嘅心。
They have half a heart of loving the Lord.
佢亦都想實踐神嘅道。
And they also want to put into practice God's word.
但係佢無能為力。
But they do not have the strength.
最後佢會落喺一種處境。
So in the end, they will fall into this situation.
就係能講不能行。
And that is, they can speak, but they cannot put it into practice.
喺佢一生嘅生活同埋事。
That in their life of service and their living,
只能够做一啲表面嘅功夫。
They can only do superficial things.
好似想实践神嘅话。
As though they want to fulfill God's word.
却实在不能。
But they cannot.
咁呢个就系一种无知嘅人嘅情况。
And this is the situation of a foolish person.
糊涂人系一个咩人呢
？What kind of person is a senseless person?
糊涂人同样一个属主嘅人。
A senseless person is also a person who belongs to the Lord.
喺神嘅恩典怜悯当中。
That in God's grace and mercy.
佢蒙恩归主啦。
That they were converted to Christ.
透过主耶稣基督奇异嘅爱
，and through the amazing love of the Lord Jesus，
佢得着呢份奇妙嘅救恩。
They have received this amazing salvation。
但系一件好可惜嘅事情。
But something very woeful。
虽然佢得救
，that although they have been saved，
但系因为一啲嘅原因
，but because of some reason，
佢唔能够正确认识耶稣基督十字架上所成就嘅救恩。
They cannot correctly know the salvation that the Lord Jesus accomplished on the cross。
佢唔能够真正认识耶稣基督十字架上牺牲救赎嘅大爱
，and they cannot understand the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus on the cross。
因为呢个缘故咧
，and because of this reason，
佢个内心就成为一个怒婆嘅心。
Their hearts become a heart that is flustered。
怒婆嘅心系乜嘢咧
？And what does this mean？
冇一个爱主嘅心。
That they do not have a heart that loves the Lord。
佢有咩嘅心咧
？What kind of heart do they have？
就系爱自己嘅心。
They have a heart that loves themselves。
虽然佢成为一个基督圣徒
，that although they become a Christian saint，
但喺佢一生嘅岁月当中
，but in all the days of their life，
佢净系知道爱自己
，they only know to love themselves。
无论佢生活行事为人
，the way they conduct themselves，
包括佢侍奉。
Including their service,
都是为自己。
They do it for themselves.
弟兄姊妹，这个糊涂人就很悲哀了。
And brothers and sisters, it is very woeful for this senseless person.
因为他的内心世界是这样的时候呢?
Because when their inner being is like this,
即使他听了神的话,
even when they hear God's word,
但他没办法能够明白,
but they cannot understand it.
他没办法能够掌握,
they cannot grasp it.
因为这个缘故呢,
and because of this reason,
在他一生里面,
in all of their life,
无论他所做任何的事情,
no matter what they do,
都是按照自己的喜好,
it is according to their own desires,
按照自己的思想观念,
it is according to their own viewpoints,
去作出实践,
reflects in what they do.
这种情况就从当年的以色列人很相似,
and this is similar to the situation of the Israelites.
在士师记的最后一句经文,
in Job, the last verse,
那时以色列中没有王,
that there is no king among the Israelites.
各人任意而行
，and each person did as they wanted。
糊涂人嘅一生岁月里面咧
，that in all the days of a senseless person，
就系一个任 意而行的人生。
They do what they want.
按照自己的喜好去做。
According to their own desires.
弟兄姊妹，三种人就出来了。
So brothers and sisters, here are the three types of people.
聪明人。
A wise man.
有一个清心爱主的人。
A person who has a pure heart of loving the Lord.
在他一生谨守遵行神自己的话语。
And in their entire lives, they grasp and put into practice God's word.
无知人。
Foolish person.
一半爱主的心。
They have half a heart of loving the Lord.
一半爱世界的心。
And half a heart of loving the world.
虽然掌握真理。
That although they grasp God's truth.
却无能力实践真理。
But they do not have the strength to put it into practice.
是一个知而不能行的人。
It is a person who knows but cannot put it into practice.
糊涂的人。
And a senseless person.
是一个仅仅得救的人。
It is a person who is merely saved.
他的心只知道爱自己。
Their heart only knows to love themselves.
根据他自己的喜好而行。
And they do according to their own desires.
这个就是糊涂人。
And this is a senseless person.
但弟兄姊妹，三种人出现了。
So brothers and sisters, these are the three types of people.
但是三种人有三种不同一样的人生。
But these three types of people lead three types of life.
所以我刚才会引用使徒保罗的提醒。
So I just used the example that the Apostle Paul raised.
神是轻慢不得的。
That God cannot be mocked.
人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
A man reaps what he sows.
你是什么的人。
What kind of person you are.
你就有不一样的人生。
It will determine what kind of life you have.
三种人生是什么人生？
And what are the three types of life?
第一种是聪明人过的人生。
The first is the life that a wise man will have.
是一个丰盛的人生。
It is a life of abundance.
第二种是无知的人的人生。
The second is the life of a foolish person.
其实是一个忧伤痛悔的人生。
It is a life filled with sorrow and regret.
第三种嘅人生系乜嘢咧？
And the third type of life,
糊涂人嘅人生。
It is the life of a senseless person.
系一种哀哭切齿嘅人生。
And that is a life of weeping and gnashing of teeth.
哦，弟兄姊妹，耶稣基督喺呢一段经文当中，其实有一个非常宝贵嘅提醒。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus gave us a very precious reminder in this passage.
佢用建造房屋来预表了一个人的一生。
He used the example of building a house to represent the entire life of a man.
弟兄姊妹，意思是什么呢？
So brothers and sisters, what does this mean?
意思就是当一个人来到这个世界。
That is when a person comes into the world.
是他人的一生的开始。
It is the beginning of their life.
也都在这个同一的时候呢。
And at the same time.
是建造房屋的开始。
It is also the start of them building a house.
房屋代表什么呢？
And what does this house represent?
代表这个人的一生所有的范畴。
It represents all the different areas of their life.
包括他的家庭、婚姻、儿女。
Including their family, marriage, and children.
包括他的工作、事业、学业。
Including their career, their work, and their education.
也都包括他的生命的质素。
And it also includes their quality of their life.
他对真理的掌握。
Their grasping of God's truth.
他同神之间的关系。
And their relationship with God.
也都包括他的教会、他的侍奉。
And it also includes their church and their service.
也都包括他的思想和观念。
It also includes their thoughts and their viewpoints.
他的人生观、价值观、道德观。
Their viewpoints and their values.
他的婚姻观。
And their approach towards marriage.
究竟在什么境况当中。
What kind of situation it is in.
但是不单止是这样。
And brothers and sisters, not only so.
也都包括他的身体的健康。
But it also includes the health of their body.
他的精神、情绪、心灵的健康。
Their mental health and their alertness.
一切都在这个房屋的范畴里面。
And this is all included in the example of the house.
所以有些弟兄姊妹就会有这个感觉。
So some brothers and sisters may have this feeling.
早啲信主就好啦。
The earlier I believed in Christ, the better.
原来当我一生嘅岁月开始嘅时候，已经建造紧呢间房屋。
Because from the moment I was born, I was starting to build this house.
如果我早啲信到主
，If I believed in Christ earlier，
早啲成为一个聪明人
，And if I became a wise person earlier，
我所建造嘅房屋
，Then the house that I build
就唔系今日我所面对嘅房屋
，Would not be the same house that I have today。
唔系我所居住嘅房屋
，It is not the house that I am living in。
弟兄姊妹。 妹今天很多基督徒很悲哀。
Brothers and sisters, many Christians are very woeful.
他不是建造房屋。
They are not building a house.
他只能够修补房屋。
They are merely repairing a house.
因为有些人生里面的范畴。
Because in some areas of their life,
已经不能够改变了。
They can no longer change.
只能够作出修补。
They can only repair.
所以如果早啲信到主。
So if they believed in the Lord earlier.
早啲成为一个聪明人。
Or if they became a wise person earlier.
我嘅一生真系能够成为一个丰盛嘅人生。
Then their life would be an abundant life.
究竟人建造房屋嘅时候，依家房屋嘅质素基于咩嘅元素？
So when a person is building the house, what is the characteristic of this house?
弟兄姊妹同两个元素有关。
There are two qualities of this house.
第一就是他建造房屋的时候的态度。
The first is the attitude they have as they're building this house.
第二就是他建造房屋的时候用什么材料。
And the second is the material they use to build this house.
弟兄姊妹，我们建屋为止。
Brothers and sisters, for those of us who have built houses, we know.
但很可惜世上的人对建造人生就一无所知。
But many people have no understanding of how to build their lives.
究竟一个聪明人怎样建造他的房屋，建造他的人生？
How does a wise person build their house or build their life?
第一，他用什么态度呢？
The first, what attitude?Do they have?
弟兄姊妹，因为他的心是一份纯一清洁爱主的心。
Brothers and sisters, if you have a pure and sincere heart of loving the Lord,
那他会带来一个后果。
It will bring about this outcome.
就是他会尽心竭力去做。
That they will put all their effort into doing it.
弟兄姊妹，一个爱主的人。
Brothers and sisters, a person who loves the Lord.
他一定会尽心尽力尽意尽性。爱主佢嘅神
，They will put all their effort with all their heart, with all their mind, and with all their strength to love the Lord.
尽心竭力建造佢人生嘅房屋
，And they put all their strength and their effort into building this house.
呢个系聪明人嘅第一种境况。
And this is the situation of a wise person.
第二种境况，佢用咩材料咧
？And the second, what kind of materials they use?
因为佢喺生活当中嘅实践系神自己嘅话语。
Because what they do in their life is in accordance to God's word.
弟兄姊妹，神嘅话语嘅材料就系金银宝石。
And the word of God is like silver, gold, or precious stones.
所以弟兄姊妹留意一个聪明人所建造嘅房屋最后出现咧。
So in the end, a house that a wise person builds.
一方面，呢个房屋嘅根基建立喺磐石上。
On the one hand, this foundation is on the rock.
另外一方面，这个房屋的材料因为用金银宝石所建造的。
And the second is because this house is built with materials of silver, gold, and precious stones.
他的人生就成为金银宝石的人生。
Then their life will be like silver, gold, or precious stones.
一个丰盛的人生。
They will have an abundant life.
一个充满平安、喜乐、感恩、盼望的人生。
A life that is filled with peace, hope, thanksgiving, and praise.
一个福杯满溢的人生。
It is like a life that overflows.
因为材料是用金银宝石做的。
Because the house is built with gold, silver, and precious gems.
但是弟兄姊妹，聪明人建造的房屋不单只是一个丰盛的房屋。
But brothers and sisters, the house that a wise person builds is not only a precious house.
它更加带来一个果效。
But it also brings about this outcome.
就是有一天雨淋水冲风吹来的时候呢，
And that is when the rains come down and the streams rise and the winds blow and beat against the house.
它的房屋仍然能够站立得住。
That house can stand firm.
弟兄姊妹，雨淋、风吹、水冲代表着魔鬼撒旦的搅扰和破坏。
Brothers and sisters, the rains coming down and the streams rising represent the attacks from the devil Satan.
弟兄姊妹，这种情况一定发生的。
And brothers and sisters, this situation will surely happen.
因为魔鬼撒旦不甘心。
Because the devil Satan is unrelenting.
一个神所爱的儿女。
That a person who God loves
能够享受一个福杯满溢的人生
can have a life of abundance.
他不甘心
he is unrelenting.
所以一定他会作出很多的攻击
so he will have many attacks.
但聪明的人的房屋能够站立得稳
but the house of a wise man can stand firm.
一方面建立在磐石上
on the one hand, the foundation of this house is on the rock.
一方面是用金银宝石所建造的
but on the other hand, it is built with silver, gold, and precious stones.
但是弟兄姊妹有一个因素更加重要。
But brothers and sisters, there is a factor that is even more important.
依间房屋一直 一直有一个人与佢同在。
And that is this house has someone in it.
呢个就系道成肉身降世为人嘅主救主耶稣基督。
And this is the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the Word became flesh.
喺约翰福音十四章，耶稣基督好清楚讲论。
In John chapter 14, the Lord Jesus said very clearly.
有了我的命令又遵守嘅。
He who has my commands and obeys them.
这人就是爱我的。
This is one who loves me.
爱我的必蒙我父爱他。
And my Father will love those who love me.
我也要爱他。
And I will also love them.
并且向他显现。
And reveal myself to them.
去到二十三节。
In verse 23,
耶稣基督讲咗个非常宝贵嘅应许。
The Lord Jesus gave us a very precious promise.
并且父与主要与我哋一同嘅。
And that is the Heavenly Father and the Lord will be with us.
弟兄姊妹，好好睇嗰节经文。
Brothers and sisters, read this verse carefully.
神与人同在。
God is among men.
居住喺聪明人所建造嘅房屋当中。
And he dwells in the house of the wise man.
所以即使雨淋、风吹、水冲。
So even when the rains come down, the streams rise.
因为神与佢同在。
But because God is with them.
呢个房屋能够站立得稳。
This house can stand firm.
一个非常好嘅例子就系边个咧
？Who is a very good example of this?
就系约伯。
And that is Job.
弟兄姊妹，在约伯记去到终结的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we look at this book in the Bible,
你会看到约伯的结局是何等的恩典。
And you will see that God's grace poured out ending of the Job.
好，第二种房屋是无知的人建造。
And the second is the house that a foolish person builds.
无知的人同样尽心竭力建造他的房屋。
A foolish person will put all their efforts into building this house.
因为一半爱主的心。
And because they have half a heart of loving the Lord.
对不起，我应该有少少更正啊。
Sorry, I should correct myself.
他只有一半的尽心竭力去建造他的房屋。
He puts half his heart into building this house.
用了一半的力。
He used half his effort.
但另外一方面的悲哀是什么呢？
But the second woeful situation.
因为他不能够实践神的话去建造他的房屋的时候呢。
But because he could not put into practice God's word to build this house.
材料就不是金银宝石了。
The materials he uses is not gold, silver, or precious stones.
材料就是使徒保罗在哥林多前书第三章所说的。
It is what it says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3.
是草木和芥。
It is wood, hay, or straw.
在无风无浪的日子呢,
that in times when there are no storms,
都似乎是一间不错的房屋。
It seems like it is a good house.
但是有一天，如果当魔鬼撒旦的迷惑、搅扰、破坏来到的时候呢,
but on the day when the devil Satan has his deception and his destruction,
房屋就倒塌了。
Then the house will tumble.
所以一个无知的人所建造的房屋有个悲哀。
So the house that a foolish man builds is very woeful.
表面几好
，that on the outside it appears good。
喺风平浪静嘅日子几好
，that in easy times it appears to be a good house。
但系一日冲击嚟到嘅时候
，but one day when attacks come，
一切都倒塌啦
，all of it will tumble。
家庭好，婚姻好，儿女好。
Whether it is their family or their marriage or their children.
工作好，事业好。
Whether it is in their work or their career.
侍奉好，生命好。
Whether it is their service or their life.
心灵好，情绪好。
Or whether it is their emotional or their mental health.
一切都倒塌。
All of it will tumble.
因为房屋建在沙土上。
Because the house is built on sand.
房屋的材料是草木和芥。
And the materials that build this house are wood, hay, or straw.
更加悲哀是什么呢?
And even more woeful.
这间房屋没有神与他们同在。
Is that God is not in this house.
是自己去面对魔鬼撒旦的迷惑、搅扰和破坏。
That they themselves are facing all the destruction, attacks, and hurts from the devil Satan.
所以房屋一定倒塌。
So the house will surely tumble.
并且倒塌得很大。
And it will tumble with a great crash.
所以你会留意一个无知的人的一生。
So you will notice that the life of a foolish person
是一个忧伤痛悔的人生。
It is a life of sorrow and regret.
为什么我这样说?
And why do I say this?
因为当有一天房屋倒塌的时候,
Because on the day when the house tumbles,
在那时候他才认识一件事情,
then they will realize something.
我真是一个笨人。
That they are truly a foolish person.
我真是一个笨人。
That they are truly a foolish person.
为什么不在起初的时候,
Why did I not at the beginning?
我都存着一份信一清洁爱主的心。
Also have this pure and sincere heart of loving the Lord.
以致我能够用神的话来建造我的房屋。
So that I could build up this house with God's word.
所以无知的人的一生很悲哀。
So the life of a foolish man is very woeful.
是一个忧伤痛悔的人生。
And it is a life of sorrow.
最后，糊涂人的房屋。
And the third is the house of a senseless man.
糊涂人的房屋就更加可怜。
The house of a senseless man is even more woeful.
因为无论他尽心竭力也好。
Because no matter how much effort they put in.
或者一半的力量也好。
Or if they put in half their effort.
或者毫不尽力也好。
Or if they put no effort in at all.
都没关系。
It does not matter.
为什么这样讲呢？
Why do I say this?
因为他所用的材料出了问题。
Because the materials that they use are problematic.
因为一个糊涂人完全没有掌握神自己的真理。
Because a senseless person does not grasp God's truth.
他所实践的是按照自己的喜好和自己的私欲。
And what they do is accordance to their own pleasure and their desires.
这些材料是什么材料呢？
And what kind of materials do they use?
是一些颓垣败瓦的材料。
It is using material that is rubbish.
表面上屋都起了。
That on the outside, the house is built.
在一间危楼里面所居住的人，
The people who dwell in this house of ruin，
在颓垣败瓦的房屋里面居住的人，
People who dwell in this house of ruin，
就一生活在黑暗、痛苦和绝望当中。
They will live in pain, darkness, and hopelessness。
这个是属神的人最大最大的悲哀。
And this is the greatest woe of people who belong to God。
因为在这样的境况之下的时候，
Because in such a situation,
一方面神没与他们同在。
On the one hand, God is not among them.
他也都毫无力量去面对很多的挑战。
And they do not have the strength to face challenges.
但还有一件事情很特别的，弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters, there is something even more special.
在糊涂人的一生里面呢，
That in the entire life of a senseless person,
魔鬼撒旦不会攻击他。
The devil Satan will not attack them.
你知不知道为什么？
And why is this so?
魔鬼撒旦害怕攻击他的时候，他忽然间醒悟过来。
The devil Satan is worried that if he attacks them, they will suddenly realize.
就好似嗰个离家嘅浪子一样。
And that is like the prodigal son.
忽然间醒悟过来。
That he suddenly realizes.
所以魔鬼撒旦当佢知道佢住喺颓垣败瓦嘅房屋里面嘅时候
，So when the devil Satan knows that he lives in a house of ruin,
佢真唔再攻击佢。
He does not attack them.
希望佢一直系咁。
So that they continue to be like this.
直到几时咧
？Until when？
直到神嘅恩典怜悯临在呢个糊涂人身上。
Until God's grace and mercy is poured out on this person.
神容许佢去到一个连食猪哨嘅地步都冇嘅时候。
God allows go to a situation where they have nothing to eat.
藉着圣灵嘅感动同埋光照。
And through the movement of the Holy Spirit.
佢先能够悔改回转归向神。
Then they can repent and turn back towards the Lord.
能够重新建造佢嘅人生。
To once again rebuild their life.
所以弟兄姊妹，三种人，三种嘅人生。
So brothers and sisters, there are three types of people who have three types of life.
系每一个基督圣徒都唔能够逃避嘅客观嘅事实。
And it is an objective truth that Christians cannot avoid.
你系边种人？
What kind of person are you?
你又有哪种的人生？
Will determine what kind of life you have.
所以求主帮助我们。
So may the Lord help us.
能够在神的恩典怜悯当中呢，
So that in God's grace and mercy.
定义的好好追求。
We can be determined and pursue.
成为一个聪明人。
To be a wise person.
建造一间金银宝石的房屋。
To build a house that is of gold, silver or precious stones.
根基建立在磐石上。
And the foundation of this house is on the rock.
有主的同在。
So that we have the presence of the Lord.
直到世界的末了。
Until the end of this age.
享受一个福杯满溢的人生。
And to have a life where our cup overflows.
一个真正丰盛的人生。
A life that is truly abundant.
但如果我们真正要成为一个聪明人的时候呢？
But brothers and sisters, if we are truly to be a wise person.
一定要回归神的话。
We must return to God's word.
透过神的话。
And through God's word.
首先认识耶稣基督十字架上牺牲救赎的大爱。
To first understand the great sacrificial love of the Lord Jesus on the cross.
以致我们被主的爱激励。
So that we can be compelled by God's love.
生出一份单纯爱主的心。
To have a sincere and pure heart of loving the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你和我的一生就有福了。
So brothers and sisters, then you and I will be blessed.
愿我们在主耶稣基督的说话当中得着提醒。
May we be reminded through what the Lord Jesus said.
得着引导。
And be led by it.
一日聪明人。
That we are a wise person.
一生聪明人。
For all the days of our lives.
直到见主面的时候。
Until the day when we see the Lord's face.
过去已经过去了。
That what is past is past.
我们追不回。
And we cannot change it.
但 今日如何就好重要。
But how today is very important.
但愿我哋好好嘅捉紧神嘅话。
May we grasp tightly to God's word.
我哋同心祈祷。
Let us pray.
天父，我哋同心感谢赞美你。
Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you.
你系嗰位顾念我哋嘅神。
You are a God who cares for us.
你系嗰位爱我哋到底嘅神。
And you are the God who loves us to the full extent.
虽然你知道人嘅本性。
And although you know human nature,
很多时候我们都会成为无知的人，
that many times we will be a foolish person,
甚至成为一个糊涂人，
or perhaps become a senseless person.
但主，你就要透过你的话来建立我们。
But Lord, through your word, you want to build us up.
成为一个在神面前的聪明人，
to be a wise person in the eyes of God.
心中存着一份纯一清洁爱主的心，
to have a sincere and pure heart of loving the Lord.
以神的说话建立我们的一生，
so that through God's word you build up our lives.
成为一个福杯满溢的人生，
to be a cup that overflows.
成为一个一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我的人生，
so that we can have grace, peace and mercy through all the days of our lives.
天父啊，帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
特别在这个时刻，
and in particular,
让我们一息间藉着主餐去纪念主的时候，
through the Holy Communion when we remember the Lord,
我们能够更深体会到主的恩，主的爱。
May we see more deeply your grace and your love,
以致我们能够被基督的爱激励，
so that we can be compelled by the love of the Lord.
愿意甘心爱主，
so that we are willing to love the Lord.
天父啊，帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, may you help us.
在主面前同心感恩，仰望祈祷，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, petition and thanksgiving are in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.